Now, if there's anybody who can steal the fashion spotlight in Sochi at the Olympics, it is Johnny Weir. He's joining us on the line live from Russia. Hi, Johnny.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to join you.
Well, yeah, we're happy to have you here. Now, I'm not sure if you've been checking out the news headlines here in North America, but everybody loving your appearances on NBC and the sports coverage of the Olympics yesterday in USA Today. I saw it on your website as well. The headline, "Here's Johnny Weir Does It With Flair on NBC in Sochi." We'll talk about your looks in just a second. But I've got to ask, going from competing to now commentating, what's the leap like for you with that?
Well, it's very, very different, as one would imagine. I find that the Olympic Games, when you are competing, you're kind of carted around like a golden egg on a satin pillow, and you're taken everywhere, you've done everything, you don't have to think for yourself, and all you have to do is skate and do your job. As a broadcaster now, I am hunting down these skaters, I'm watching them train, I'm watching the practices, I'm trying to get gossip, I'm trying to find out everything I can, and in addition to that, I'm studying constantly. Me and my partner, Tara Lipinski, are awake until about 3 or 4 every morning, just studying and going through everything, every press release, every article, every interview that these skaters do, so that we can be best prepared to actually package the skater properly and effectively for television, because it's very important to us to maintain the integrity of our sport and how much the skater sacrifice and what it actually means to be at the Olympics as a skater.
But I think it's great that you say that, because a lot of times, I guess, when the athletic experts come on, the viewers sort of look at them as like, okay, well, just because you've done the sport, that's why you're on. But it's great to hear that you're actually doing the research, that you're learning, the ins and outs of these people as well, and not just being handed the notes. Like, you actually do care, as you're saying, for the respect of your sport, right?
Yes, my sport is very misunderstood and is very difficult. It requires a lot of preparation. It requires a lot of sacrifice and determination. And those are things that get lost behind the rhinestones and the concealer and the Russian coaches.
Now, I know that you're loving it. You're saying that you even want to take on other sports in the future. Is that right?
Oh, I mean, I'm having absolutely the greatest time. It's been such an eye-opening learning experience. And I'm so happy that I have a teammate in Tara Lipinski and somebody that I love and trust to go on the air with and know that we're going to help each other and hold each other up, and as well as Terry Gannon, who's a genius and really takes control for Tara and I when we start to get a little bit overwhelmed, and he talks us down from the ledge. I mean, we're really an amazing team, and just the fact that I can give the respect back to my sport, because when I was in the sport, I did very little aside from criticize the higher-ups in the sport or other skaters, and I was kind of a trash talker a lot, but this is my way of giving back, even in some small way, is crafting these stories and telling the truth about each skater and not just sugarcoating everything. If somebody doesn't deserve to win, I want the position to be able to say, this is why they didn't win. Not that they didn't deserve it, but this is why they didn't.
Now, we had your cohort, Tara Lipinski, on in the last hour, and she was describing your hotel room and the suitcases and all the stuff that you guys brought. But what is the best thing about working with her?
Tara had a very different journey through the sports than I did. She started very young, she won very young, and she got out very young. I got in late, I stayed a little bit late, and I competed quite late. So in that way, we're very different, but we both come from the same place, and that is of a very competitive spirit, a very competitive individual sport, and we had a hard time because you do get shaped by the experiences that you're in. So whether it was her in figure skating or me in figure skating, we're shaped by the same animal, and the figure skating world breeds a lot of distrust and a lot of competitiveness, and it's very hard to work with other people when you come from that kind of place. But she and I just got along from the instant we saw each other. And I absolutely love her. I trust her. I trust her with my public persona, my public image, and any mistakes she would ever make, which she won't, I'll back her up, and she will back me up, and that's the kind of trust that you need. And then, of course, again, Tara Gannon has been an amazing mentor for both Tara and I, and he's kind of showing us the ropes of what it actually means to a broadcast, and he's letting us roll with it, with our opinions and with our voices, and there's a lot of trust in the booth when we're all sitting together.
So, Johnny, now, as a professional broadcaster, you realize there's plenty of obligations during a show. So we need to get back to the music, but we're going to have more with Johnny Weir live from Russia and NBC's coverage of the Olympics right here on Top of the Charts and the Open Road. That makes a lot of sense. Jeremy Bradley here. This is Top of the Charts on the Open Road. Sorry, you keep catching us mid-sentence. We're having so much fun chatting with our guests live from Russia, Johnny Weir, commentator for NBC, and, well, former Olympian, of course, joining us on the line. Now, Tara Lipinski, I mentioned, was on earlier in the show, and that's how we had some bad reception. She was using an American cell phone, but Johnny's actually on a local Russian cell phone, which is why we can hear him so well. Now, Tara was talking about the fashion, and you guys are evenly matched, I think, for leather pants and suitcases, right?
Yes. I actually think I brought more jewelry to Sochi than Tara did. But, leather pants and a high wedge for me and a high heel for her are pretty much our staples, and then we continue everything else and try to match up as best we can from there.
Aside from the two of you, again, we're going to have some fun here. Aside from the two of you, who on the NBC team would look best rocking the leather pants?
Honestly, I think Terry Gannon would look best in leather pants. And that's not just because he's on our team. It's because he's very tall and slender, and he would look great in leather pants.
What about Matt Lauer?
Matt Lauer, I don't think would have quite the moxie with the leather lugging. I think Terry Gannon would be really uncomfortable, but eventually he would own it. I think Matt Lauer is a little bit more casual than a leather pant. Mary Carrillo, actually, would also look really great in a leather pant.
Now, I know very little about fashion, so I want to say, so leather pants, you also have to have a kind of an attitude then to rock the look, is that right?
I think anyone that wants to wear leather has to have the right mentality to wear leather. I mean, I'm trying to think of a celebrity that would look ridiculous wearing leather pants because they're so soft and sweet and, you have to have a certain edge to you to rock leather.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so of all the Olympians and everybody at the Games, on and off the ice, who's the best dressed and who's the worst?
You know what? I think, just to throw a little happiness his way, Evan Lysacek, my former rival and Olympic gold medalist from Vancouver, he's very well dressed off the ice. He wears a lot of great clothes, great designers, and he's always really well put together. On the ice, I think the best dress that I've seen so far was Yelena Ininich. She was the bronze medal winning dance girl from the ice dancing event last night in her black Swan Lake tutu and her tiara. I mean, she was very inspiring to see. Also a great dress person around the Olympics is Tatiana Tarasova. She's a broadcaster. She's a famous Russian coach and choreographer. I've worked with her. Everyone's pretty much worked with her. And she always wears a very large fur poncho, and she's buttoned up to her chin with ruffles and things, and I just love looking at her because it feels like home. The worst dress, because I'm not in the Olympic Village, I can't see people on a regular basis, but my worst dress on the ice that I've seen is probably a dance team from Germany that we saw last night in the team competition last weekend. He was playing a nerdy professor while she was a more socialite, Paris Hilton-style character, and they just looked ridiculous.
So I guess really the NBC Olympic schedule is, and there's so many events, it's all happening. Check your local listings, I guess, is the advice for everybody, right?
Yes, check your local listings. I'm on basically every morning on the live translation feed from Sochi direct to your TV, along with Tara Lipinski and Terry Gannon, and that's usually around 10 o'clock in the morning. We have three more figure skating events, the ladies short and free program, as well as the exhibition skating on Friday, which is always a lot of fun. And then we'll be signing out from Sochi, so you've only got three more events to hear us, and I hope everyone can tune in.
Oh, we're having a blast watching you. Johnny Weir, thank you so much for joining us live from Russia today. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.